And over at NPR's Planet Money Project, our reporters have been answering your questions about the financial crisis. Sometimes the simplest questions are the hardest to answer, like this one. Where did all the money go when the housing bubble burst? NPR's David Kestenbaum has an answer.
One listener wrote in with a sort of brain teaser that, frankly, I'm still thinking about. So we decided to act it out with one person who doesn't know a lot about this stuff.
I'm Laura Sullivan. I'm a reporter here at National Public Radio.
And one person who knows a lot.
I'm Russ Roberts. I'm an economist at George Mason University.
We needed a house. This one comes from a Monopoly game.
It's lovely, too. Yeah, nice shade of green. I'll take that house.
All right, you take that house. Laura got the house. And to figure out where the money went, we needed some money.
This is real money.
Yeah, I have $100 bills here.
I'll have that if you don't mind.
Okay, so Russ, you get $200.
Thank you. Feeling flush.
Russ starts with $200. I start with $200. And Laura has the house. Let's say now it's the peak of the housing bubble. So imagine Laura bought that house cheap for just $100. And now she turns around and sells it for double that, $200, to Russ, who happily forks over the cash.
All right, Russ.
Here you go. I'm looking forward to living in it.
So I should give him my house?
You have to give him your plastic
Thank you.
House.
We had such great memories.
Yeah, we'll take care of it.
A couple of years go by. Russ watches his neighbors sell their houses for $300, $350, $400. Then the housing bubble pops.
And I have to move, it turns out.
So Russ puts it up for sale. Oh, I'll buy it from you, Russ, but I'm just going to give you $100 for it. I know you bought it for $200.
But I was expecting $400.
Yeah. This is a very realistic reenactment.
Yeah. Let me wait for a little while till the market comes back. And so I wait, and it doesn't come back. So the best I can do is $100. All right, I'll take it.
Here's your $100. Give me my plastic house.
Notice the Formica lawn work. the landscaping is really spectacular in the house.
All right, I got my house. Okay, so the question we keep getting is, where did the money go? So at the beginning of this, we had $400 bills, and now let's count them up. How many do you have?
I got two.
I got one?
I got one.
And I guess we shouldn't be too surprised, but no money disappeared from the room. The bills just shifted hands, and the house still exists. So why such a crisis? Well, if this were all that had happened, we would not have a crisis. The problem is that house. It's worth less. And even though it's not money on its own, that house, in many cases, got turned into money. Take Russ, who assumed the house he bought was going to double in value.
I may have even acted as if I had the extra $200 I would have gotten from profiting. And I may have taken out a home equity loan. I may have bought a new car based on that. And then all of a sudden, that profit, that wealth never materialized. It did sort of disappear.
The financial world was particularly vulnerable to the price drop because of something that doesn't show up in that little game. There was very little slack in the system. The system was what economists call highly leveraged. Remember, we borrow money to buy houses. Well, on the other end of that loan, there's someone counting on us paying off our mortgage. They were really counting on it in this case. So when the bubble popped, the whole financial world shook. I asked Russ Roberts why we don't all just go back to believing these houses are worth more, because then they are worth more, and we wouldn't be in this mess.
Isn't that how we got into this problem to start with? We all kind of pretended that these prices were going to keep going up and up and up, and that encouraged a whole set of behavior that turned out to be dysfunctional. You know, it's a funny thing. When the bubble pops, everybody says, "Where'd the money go?" They forget the fact that when the prices were going up, nobody asked, "Where'd it come from?" It really didn't come from anywhere other than a belief it was going to keep going up. And when that belief didn't turn out to be true, the prices came down to their original level. So in that sense, there was no harm done. The problem was a lot of people made bets along the way. And when those bets didn't pay out, the ramifications of all that money getting not paid out like it was promised to be turned out to be very destructive.
There were some people along the way who profited. But I think you can think about it this way. Where did the money go? It was borrowed from some rosy future that never came. And now we have to pay it back. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.